The scripture readings tie together this morning around the theme of happiness or blessedness. The scriptures want us to pay attention to what it is that makes us truly happy or truly blessed. By happiness, we mean something much deeper than simply the happiness of a day at the amusement park. Happiness truly is something that always involves us in hard work and discipline, some suffering, some rough times. We can look back at our life and we can realize that we made it through by striving to do what was right, and that we have found true happiness, true fulfillment. When you ask someone about his or her accomplishments in life, rarely do they say it was a piece of cake, there was nothing to it, but rather they will focus in on the moments when it seemed impossible, the moments when they faced adversity and then triumphed through it. Being happy means meditating upon the law of the Lord day and night, the scriptures tell us. Taking seriously each and every day God's word, God's will, God's direction in our lives, what God is calling us to. Rarely does God call us to Easy Street. Rarely does God call us to Leisure Lane, but rather God has a way of calling us time and time again to the way of the cross. True happiness is deep. True happiness is lasting. I have no doubt that many are hoping to be very, very happy at the end of today. And that will be wonderful. That will be glorious. But life changing, life transforming, will we even think about the game a week from now? True happiness means walking in the way of the Lord. Enter our world to be laid as a baby in a bed of straw. He who became poor so that we might become infinitely wealthy. The Lord who endured 40 days and 40 nights of hunger in the desert. The one who embraced the life of an itinerant preacher, going from place to place, trusting upon the hospitality of others. The Lord himself knew what it meant to lose a loved one. The shortest verse in the Bible, Jesus wept. Jesus wept at the death of his friend Lazarus. He cried. He knows what it is like to lose someone dear to him. Blessed are those who are persecuted. This is coming from a man who will be rejected and spat upon, who will be scourged and crowned with thorns, and nailed to a cross to pay the price for our sinfulness. When we find ourselves poor, hungry, in mourning, persecuted, it is then that we are closest to the Lord. It is then that we can most closely relate to all that he does to prove to us that we are indeed loved. God wants each of us to be happy. God wants each of us to have true and lasting happiness. He provides himself as the way. I am the way and the truth and the life. When we find ourselves hungry, poor, in mourning, persecuted, we are close to him. We are very close to him. And we know that we are going in the right direction. We have the privilege of uniting our sufferings with his, so that one day we might share in the glory of his resurrection. This morning after Mass, because this Sunday is so close to the feast of Our Lady of Lourdes, the sacrament of the anointing of the sick will be offered. We remember that those who are sick have the opportunity for special graces, and there is a special sacrament for those who carry the burden of illness. The Lord is close to those who have difficulty. Also, because this Sunday is close to St. Valentine's Day, it is World Marriage Sunday, married couples will have the opportunity to renew their vows and to remember that the Lord has been with them in sickness as well as in health, in bad times as well as good. They will have the opportunity to renew their commitment to one another and to renew their trust in the Lord. The Lord himself wants each of us to be happy. He provides himself, his example, and the sacraments of the church as the way. This morning, as in every time we are together for the Holy Eucharist, we are close to the cross. We take our place at the foot of the cross, at Calvary. We participate in his great sacrifice, the perfect sacrifice for the forgiveness of sins, remembering that the cross is our only hope. The cross is the only ladder that stretches all the way to heaven. In the cross do we have true hope of everlasting happiness.